The impeachment trial of President Trump entered a new phase today.
I send a question to the desk.
I send a question to the desk.
I send a question to the desk.
Senators now have 2 days to submit their questions in writing to be read aloud by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who's presiding over the trial. And then either the Democratic impeachment managers or the president's defense lawyers have 5 minutes to answer. The questions today covered a range of topics, but by far the million-dollar question, the one looming over the next few days of proceedings, is this one, as read by the Chief Justice.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
Democrat Adam Schiff's answer was unsurprising.
The short answer to that question is no.
The key witness that Democrats are asking for is John Bolton. In his new manuscript leaked to the New York Times, he alleges to have direct firsthand knowledge of the president asking for the withholding of military aid to Ukraine in exchange for political favors. But today, the president's defense lawyer, Pat Philbin, made the case that calling Bolton as a witness would set a bad precedent. Because it isn't the job of the Senate to call witnesses in impeachment hearings, he said that's the job of the House.
To insist now that this body will become the investigative body, that this body will have to do all the discovery, and that this institution will be effectively paralyzed for months on end, that should not be the precedent that is set here for the way this body will have to handle all impeachments in the future. Because if it becomes that easy for the House to do it, they'll be doing it a lot.
Another issue that came up today, was there any quid pro quo? Did the president withhold military aid in exchange for something that would benefit him? One of the president's lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, said in this instance, it doesn't matter.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Adam Schiff took argument with this. He said if that's the defense,
then the next president of the United States can ask for an investigation of you. They can ask for help in their next election from any foreign power. And the argument will be made, nope, Donald Trump was acquitted for doing exactly the same thing. Therefore, it must not be impeachable.
Senators will get another full day to ask questions. Democrats will need at least 4 Republicans to join their ranks to compel new witnesses to be called to testify. That vote is expected on Friday.